Yeah, no, that's exactly what happened to us. You know, we were cable subscribers, and they kept jacking it up, and every time it poke up over 200 by a good clip, I'd freak out, and I'd go in, and I'd fight with them and all that, and you'd fight and argue and kick and scream, and, you know, sometimes you could get it, you know, just under 200, but it was always, you know, all these conditions, and, you know, until it runs out, and blah, 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 and then it'll be $1 million, you know, and I just got so sick of it, you know, all the you know, we having to go through that every time. And it just, if you didn't want to go through all that, it was like it got up to like $250 a month. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm out. So to get roughly equivalent, right now, I'm embarrassed to tell you what I pay for internet. And I am strictly using T-Mobile internet. You know, it was going to be an experiment when I booted Xfinity, just to see if I could live with it. It's been months. It's been since October. I have not missed a beat. Now, I live right underneath a tower, and I get incredible download speeds. I mean, I get like a gigabit. And I get upload speeds that are impressive, too, you know, 300-plus upload. And so I'm like, unless it's unreliable, which it hasn't been, I can't figure out why I would pay more than I'm paying, because the thing is since I got my phone through T-Mobile, they take automatic payment, I get it for like $30 a month. So I've got a more than adequate internet connection through T-Mobile, and it costs me like $30, you know, it's a month. So I'm hard pressed to do anything else. And then, then I splurge on my, but even if I paid for, if this burps one time on me, I'll have 123 net fiber in here so fast it'll make your head spin. And that's like $60 a month for gigabit symmetrical. So that's an incredible fiber connection for $60 a month. And then that plus the cost of the YouTube TV at $82, and you're still far underneath anything that Xfinity was offering me. And for me, it's college football. It's the one thing that keeps me, you know, kind of like, I really love my college football, and that's YouTube TV's got that locked. So that's the one thing that keeps me coming back. But honestly, you know, $82 plus, you know, even if I was spending $60 a month, You know, that's a pretty good deal for a pretty rounded package. So, and then with everything else you can get, you know, free or cheap, $7.99 a month or something like that for Hulu, I think it was, for the longest time. So you can add a couple of those just if you want to splurge. There was some sort of a special on Paramount Plus, you know, where they'll give you 2 years for like, you know, $80 or something like that. I think I signed up for that, and you know, that just expired. Nothing's compelled me to re-up with them. But, I can't complain. I pulled the plug, and the Bandry didn't need me. Well, my college football, I got to admit, but I could cancel. I could sign up for YouTube TV, watch it through the college football, you know, season, and then cancel it. You know, and I'd only have to have it for half a year. So there's that. And I got more comments on what you can get for free based on TV I bought at work. And sometimes it just amazes me what you can just get from a really good smart TV, you know, just straight up without paying a dime. And it's just there's a lot out there. I could be more than happy with ad for YouTube and what I could get for free, but I've already said that. I'm repeating myself.